Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
You accused me of getting Charlie turned in against you. Well, she just did the same thing to me.
Your mom told me the last time things were well, you stopped taking it.
And then they went from well to hell.
You call me Serena.
What? Let us all raise a glass to the prince and princess to be.
I hope you join me at this party. If you're not ready to share your life, don't show up.
Chuck Bass. What a disappointment.
Is he the real Blair?
Don't you be Gossip Girl? You lost your prince.
I know I am.
You're the reason that mother is dead.
Did Chuck Bass tell you that?
My nephew's at the edge of a cliff again. Nothing turns him upside down like losing Blair Waldorf.
Someone called me from the building and told me that Chuck Bass was up here. He was threatening to jump and asking for me.
Where is she been, Serena? And who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell.
XOXO. Gotcha. Well, at least now we know why Charlie's been acting so unbalanced.
Yeah, because she is. We need to find Dan before something happens to him.
And we need to find Charlie before something happens to her. You know, this isn't her fault. She needs help. The last time that this happened, she ended up wandering through the snow in her bare feet.
Yeah, after she's single white female to call his roommate.
Rufus said the girl's boyfriend later on.
Fine, she's in your dress with your ex, but if you're so concerned about Charlie, you find her and I'll find Dan.
You know, maybe I should be the one to tell Dan what's going on. At least he considers me a friend, which is more than you can say right now.
And whose fault is that?
Yours. You know what? Let's not do this. Why don't we both tell Dan together and we'll both find Charlie together?
Fine. Let's go.
You've been gone 2 years? Feels like 20. Is Raina here?
No, she's not. She has to be alone.
Is everything okay?
Not really. You seem a little shaken up yourself. What's going on?
Charlie said something that kind of weirded me out. I'm hoping it's just a crazy misunderstanding and not actual crazy.
What'd she say?
We were kissing, you know, and then things started to, you know. So then she says, call me Serena.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. Are you sure? I mean, maybe that's just what you wanted to hear.
Nice one, but yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
But if she really did say that, that's definitely weird. Just tell her that's not necessary and get back to doing whatever it is you two are going to do.
What's Chuck doing here? Gossip Girl said he was going to rehab.
Yeah, that's another long story.
But we're St. Jude's, you know, suddenly I'm back out of the loop with everything.
Look, I'll tell you later, I promise.
Miss Woolworth, I can't find where.
Well, she's bound to be here somewhere. She left well before me. Oh, is the princess and the lead.
Do you think she missed the opportunity to have her own stomping ground on the arm of the prince?
She is finally getting her fairy tale. She doesn't need the big, bad wolf to ruin it. Why don't you say goodbye once and for all and let her go?
Hey, my school was more like this during the day. I think I might have enjoyed it. Thank God my student days almost over.
Have you seen Charlie?
Hey, we need to talk to you.
I need to talk to you. Hey, I need to talk to you.
Okay, whoa, just tell me that no one's trying to stop a wedding, run a Ponzi scheme, give anybody fake cancer, or turn into a justifiable eventual tell
me. Usually I'm the one trying to get all of you people to listen to me.
It just pains me to think you might know the answer to this question. Do you know where Blair is?
What we have to say is far more important than the location of Blair Waldorf.
Yeah, we think Charlie's in trouble, and we need to find her.
At least you're okay, though. I was worried about
you. Chuck, you gotta listen to me.
I was worried about you, too, but, you know, now we're both worried about Charlie.
I know I can't even think about Randy, so I know where Blair is.
All right, everybody, please, shut up. I haven't seen Blair, and I've been around the room a couple times tonight, but whatever Nate needs to tell you is obviously important, so I think you should hear him out. As for Charlie, she has been acting a little strange, and I haven't seen her. I'm looking forward to it. What are you two doing together? Don't you hate each other?
Who, Tom?
Half hour ago, I saw Blair talking to that girl wearing Serena's dress, and then she just bolted.
Nathaniel, if you still need to talk to me, I'm going to the Empire to see if Blair's there. I'm getting you.
You're cute.
You're still good.
That means you can dance.
So what's up with Charlie?
I don't understand. I specifically asked you not to tell Raina the truth.
I had no choice. She wanted to go after
me. If she confronted her father with any of this now, he will. There won't be repercussions, believe me. Until I find Blair, I can't even think about Russell Thorpe.
You might have to. I'm sorry for just showing up like this. I didn't know where to go. My father was so angry, blaming you for all that's happened. And after everything I put you through, I just wanted to apologize.
You don't need to apologize to me. We both did things we didn't know were wrong in the moment.
Still.
Thanks. Blair isn't here, is she?
No, and I've been here at least a half an hour.
So she's not here. She's not at home or at the party. Where is she?
Doing this. You tricked me into coming to Chuck's new hotel by saying that he was in jeopardy, and now you won't let me leave. What am I supposed to do? Jump from the third story window?
Come on. I know where Blair is. Smart girl.
You and Chuck might not be together, Miss Waldorf, but from what I can tell, you're still the thing he loves most in the world. You're not going anywhere tonight.
Bonsoir, Upper East Siders. Are you enjoying the party as much as I am? I know one person who isn't.
And this is our beautiful Milo. He's 10 months old, the little guy.
OMG, so cute. Is he sleeping through the night?
From 8 till 6. I get up with him so Georgina can sleep in.
Your life sounds perfect.
It is.
So how did you two meet?
Well, that's a real romantic story.
Bill wanted a hot wife to impress his partners, and I wanted a loft and a legacy at Yale for Milo. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go get drunk enough to make you all seem interesting.
Dan!
Oh, of course you'd be here.
Oh, I can tell that you're up to something. Please let me in on it. I haven't been this bored since I believed in Jesus.
If I was up to something, and I'm not saying that I am, the last thing I would want is Georgina Sparks getting involved.
Not unless the thing was twisted and nasty, in which case my help could prove invaluable.
How's the party?
Oh, I promise, Mom, you're not missing anything. Unless you think Amy Chua trying to convince Headmistress Queller to greet her kids more harshly is exciting. Check your email.
Thank you. You're a good son.
Is that Eric at the party?
Yeah.
Hey, Eric. Have Serena and Vanessa found Charlie yet?
I don't know. Why?
Well, she's gone off of her...
Don't embarrass her. She'll be fine. Look, if you see Serena, have her give me a call and check in, okay?
Yeah, I'll find her right now.
Oh, Mr. Harrington, I'm so sorry, Charlie. Come on, come on, come on. It's on the bottom.
What are you doing? Why are you even here? Oh, obviously it's a mistake if you're anywhere near me.
Listen, maybe. I think I overreacted before. I mean, what you said, it took me by surprise.
But the more I think about it, the more I get it. You just want me to like you.
Like, well, I already do. So what do you say about a do-over? We could go somewhere and talk about this. Come on.
Yeah, why did you lead me on for weeks? Why didn't you just tell me you didn't like me? Is that something you learned from Serena? Excuse me, sir?
All right, we need a plan B.
Serena.
Oh, and Mr.
met our distinguished alum, Cecily.
Never met, but I've read a lot about you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Bye.
So, how is Providence?
I'm at Columbia, actually.
Oh, what happened to Brown?
I deferred for a year, and then when it was time to go back, my dad hoped to get me into Columbia so I could be close to my friends and family.
I know I was always hard on you, Serena, but it was only because I thought you could become something. I'd hoped you'd leave New York, see the world, maybe find your place somewhere far away from all this. Oh, well, maybe after college.
What's wrong with you?
Excuse me? Please don't tell me you're going to lecture me about my choice of college, too.
College? No. But how could you not end up with Nate or Dan? We both voted on Gossip Girl's poll, and we both lost. So who did you end up with? The billionaire or the guy who tried to kill you?
Neither, actually.
I used to want to be like you, but now I want to be Blair. I think she's going to be a princess.
Okay, shoot, I'm perfectly happy with my life, but thank you for your concern. Oh, spoke too soon. I'd ask how you are, but I don't really care.
I'll take that as an opportunity to answer anyway. I mean, I say I'm great. Look at my hair, my clothes, my body. But I've actually become a Bedford wife. And it's really just the worst thing. Please let me in on whatever scheme everyone seems to be a part of. I haven't conspired since I convinced Dan he was Milo's dad. Unless you count speeding up the process at a hospice to get someone's apartment. Anyway, I'm sure I can be useful.
Not to me.
I had Charlie, but she slipped away.
She's got to be around here somewhere. I'm sorry. She's a part of the gang, but I'm not.
Mine's from Charlie.
Mine too.
I'm sorry, goodbye. This amateur.
Serena's cousin. She's in trouble. We have to come up with a new plan.
Oh. The badger. The melon drop. The Spanish prisoner.
Divide and conquer. She could be anywhere.
Yeah, I'll go to my dad's in case she goes home.
I'll go to the boss in case she shows there.
I'll stay here in case she comes back.
Okay, what do I do?
You can just go away.
Why don't you just let me leave? And why do you keep doing that?
This is taking longer than I thought.
What is?
She said she was on the third floor.
These must have been weird, like...
Yes. I'm calling 911. I turned it on before you got here. But this place is big and drafty.
Don't!
I know you think the Basses are evil. Trust me. I get it. I loved Chuck for so long, and he just punished me for it.
He ended up treating me like something he owned instead of something he earned.
And it destroyed me.
I thought I'd never get over it.
But I finally found a way out of the darkness, and...
No, I can't.
Don't stop! Dad?
Raina, you shouldn't be here.
Neither should you.
But if you go through with this, you're taking me with you, because I'm not leaving without you. I knew you didn't mean to hurt my mother. The fire was an accident. I forgive you. You're going to jail for a very long time. And I won't be coming to visit you. Ever.
This just in. Blair Waldorf, MIA at Constance. Doesn't she know her prince is waiting? Or has she found a new one?
Nate and Raina are giving their statements to the cops. You sure you don't want to go to the hospital? Get checked out.
I'm fine. Or I will be. I just want to get out of here. Who is waiting for me?
I'll drive you.
Thank you. And not only for the ride, but for, you know, saving me.
What was I supposed to do? You call?
Only because I couldn't see my phone to dial 911. I still have you on speed dial. I just had to push down the 1.
one, huh? So sorry.
I know.
How about a drink to calm your nerves? And we can return you to your prince as steady as ever.
Okay. One drink. That's all.
Thank you.
Nate, I want to go home.
Okay. Can you get a cab? Go to your hotel.
I don't mean the hotel.
You mean Chicago.
Joseph Mitzvah's bar mitzvah. Mitzvah's have great taste.
Maybe we should just go back to the party.
Why? Pretty much everyone we or gossip girl knows is there. Which means it's almost like we can give them the rest of the night off to do what we want.
Like that movie Death Takes a Holiday? Not the Brad Pitt remake. That was horrible. What? It was. Helen and Marie Earle looked so nice.
Shall we?
You scared me.
I get that a lot.
Do you know where I could find a window that opens? Most of them seem to be nailed shut, and I could really use the fresh air.
Top floor, last room at the end of the hall.
Thanks for having me. Have you seen Charlie?
Maybe I have, maybe I haven't.
This is serious. Every second you don't tell me where she went is critical. Look, what if your kid in 17 years was in trouble and needed help?
If Milo isn't in trouble in 17 years, then I've done something wrong. But fine, I'll tell you where Charlie went. But you owe me. Just the elevator.
Thank you. And then you get me! Sorry, my dear, but you need to give this up. Blaze incoming.
You asked her a question on DC Jones. You know, the last thing I wanted was to see you be hurt. Look what has happened.
I know she'll be here.
No, Carol, I'm sorry. We still haven't been able to find her.
I'm sorry, Vanessa. See if she had anyone.
Okay. No, we have everyone looking.
Watch out, F. We find what we look for.
Charlie.
But never what we expect.
Charlie, no. Charlie, what are you doing? Please come down from there.
I heard you talk to Dan and Vanessa about me. You think I'm crazy. Everyone does.
No, we don't. We think you have a condition that can be helped. If you come down, we can talk about it. I'll get Dan if you want.
Dan doesn't like me. That's why I stole your dress. I'll never be like you. And you're Serena Vanderwoodson.
That doesn't mean what you think it means.
Hey.
You okay? You didn't call when you got in. Is Charlie there?
No, I'm sorry. I got caught up. I found your book.
My what?
Inside? Dan, it's incredible.
You went through my stuff? Vanessa, you have no right to do that.
I know, and I'm sorry. It's just this could be the best satire on the Upper East Side since Bonfire of the Vanities. How long have you been working on this?
5 years, off and on. Now, put it back and we can forget you found it.
I always thought Serena was the reason you fell into the Upper East Side, but it was more than that.
Vanessa, seriously, this is none of your business.
You always wanted in, maybe more than Jenny.
Of course, the irony is that if I ever show it to anyone, it'll guarantee my outsider status forever.
Dan, you know as well as I do, you can't be an insider and make great art. You have to stand alone to observe it and not care whose feelings you hurt or what people think of you.
Those people are my friends, my best friends, my family.
Well, it's not like any of them come across worse than you do.
And there's a certain someone that might actually like the way she's painted, and I'm not talking about Serena.
Get it published. Take a stand. Be a great man instead of always being a good boy.
Serena found Charlie. I need to go.
And you need to put the book back and get out of my room.
Dan, this is important. Don't just drop everything to run and help them.
Goodbye, Vanessa.
When are you going to realize that you were a better person until the day you asked Serena out 4 years ago?
When are you going to realize that I had a better life before you climbed up my fire escape 4 years ago? So?
I should find Louis and tell him it's over.
If that's what you want.
It's the right thing to do.
You really love him, don't you?
Yes. But not like I love you. Louis and I, it's different. It's lighter. We're simple. It makes me happy.
I don't know.
What we have is a great love. It's complicated. Intense. All-consuming. No matter what we do and how much we fight, it'll always pull us in. What's mere happiness in the face of all that, right? So, I'm sure Louise left the party by now. So I'll have to tell him at the consulate.
Drop me off at Constance. Then we can take the limo.
Going to tell me that there's something wrong with being you?
Every girl wants to be you. Every guy wants to date you. You can do anything you want.
So can you. All night I've realized I didn't choose college. I never chose between Dan or Nate. I didn't even choose Paris last year. Blair told me I was going. Trust me, I know what it feels like when you're not making your own decisions. You can feel helpless because you don't want to hurt anyone. But all you end up doing is hurting them and yourself. That's what I did, and here I am alone. You're not alone. I'm here. But if you could do it over again, who would you choose? Dan or Nate? What are you doing?
Why wouldn't I be? The party's almost over.
I know.
But Blair hasn't arrived yet.
How can you be sure she's even coming?
Because I love her. And just as important, I believe in her. I know she's scared, but she'll figure it out. And I'll be here when she does.
You left her.
I knew you would come.
I'm sorry it took you so long. We need to talk.
I see.
Louis.
Where?
I need to do this myself. What I need to tell you is...
What she's trying to say is you have my blessing. I couldn't be more happy than two of you are getting married.
Poor Bee. Don't you know timing is everything? Looks like someone just stepped on your lines.
Hey, what are you doing up here?
Meeting Serena.
You too, huh? Why do I feel like we've been here before? Hey, how you feeling?
I'll be okay. Thanks.
So, what are we doing here?
I owe you both an apology.
Did something happen? I don't know about.
No, it's not what happened, it's what didn't happen. Last fall, I asked you to wait around while I figure things out, and I never really did. So, I'm sorry if I hurt you both. I hope you can find a way to forgive me.
Of course we can.
We already have, but it means a lot to hear from you.
I'm sorry, too, for everything I did that caused problems, but especially for the way I acted with you, Dan.
All right, what do you say we get your coat and take you home?
I like that. Thank you. Maybe I shouldn't have wanted to be you before, but now I definitely do.
I'll get our coats.
I'll get a cab.
Hey, I should call my mom and let her know that I'm okay.
Okay, I'll be down there.
Yeah. Hey, it's me. I thought you should know it went perfectly. I'll see you soon.
Did you find that open window?
Yeah, but I shouldn't have been looking for it anyways. I was just off my meds.
No, I don't think so. I don't think you were ever on meds. Don't worry, I'm not going to bust you. Since I assume you're about to be shipped off somewhere, if you're ever back in the city, let me know. It's been getting a little dull around here.
You just do that?
Because of what you said earlier.
About being happy? Chuck, that's not the most important thing. People don't write sonnets about being compatible or novels about shared life goals and stimulating conversation. The great loves are the crazy ones.
We're all not living in Paris in the 20s.
We both wish we were.
There's a difference between the great love and the right love. I left the Empire State Building last year after 2 minutes when you didn't show. Louis waited all night. This is your chance at happiness. You think you shouldn't want it because you've never had it and it scares you. But you deserve your fairy tale.
We make our own fairy tales.
Oh,
only when we have to.
You don't.
How do you feel about tonight?
Awful. Just terrible. In fact, I've never felt like this before.
Guilt. I feel it too. Maybe I'm actually growing up after all.
I didn't want to let you go just yet. Taking all the power to have to walk away from you.
Just in, Chuck Bass and Blair Waldorf, happily never after. They say parting is such sweet sorrow, but wouldn't it be nice if just once it didn't have to be?
You're staying 20 years.
Sounds fair. That's how long you kept the secret.
Well, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes, I can tell you that.
What about your shoes? When's that happening?
Yeah, well, your plans for the summer, Mrs. Humphrey.
Well, I'm going to be getting very pale. This thing doesn't come off until the fall, just in time to send my baby off to college.
Oh, Sarah Lawrence is like 15 minutes away. I don't really think I need to be sent off. A light breeze could take me there.
At least you don't have to worry about sun damage, and we don't have to spend the month of August with Eleanor and Cyrus on that cruise like they suggested. Can you imagine?
I don't think the Principality of Monaco's yacht counts as a cruise, Mr. Humphrey.
Well, you didn't mention that. Maybe there's still time to RSVP.
Oh, on that note, I think I'll head out, Nathaniel.
I'll let you ride. So, Monaco for the summer.
Yeah, Louise picked me up in an hour.
Flying private.
Is there anything else?
So you're really getting married, huh?
Yes. And you're actually going to be invited. I bet you never thought you'd get to go to a royal wedding.
Only my own. Do you think you could introduce me to Shelley Casaravi? Listen, if the castle gets lonely, you want to watch a movie with a friend.
I already copied your cue. Our email discourse begins Monday with Hal Ashby's The Landlord. I will take it from there.
Okay.
Hello. It's your car here to take you to the bus.
Are you sure you want to take the bus, honey?
Yes. After everything I've been through, I could really use the downtime. My mother was right. This city isn't the best place for me. Maybe someday I can come back and stay centered, but for now, back to Florida. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I kind of liked having a cousin around.
Me too. I really did like you.
I really did like you too.
Transitions in life are usually marked by major events. Birthdays, graduations, weddings.
You must really be hurting.
How do you tell?
You're not drinking. I always know it's serious when even you know you can't dull the pain.
No, Ripper. We bring out the dark side in each other. Which is with Louis, she shines. That's the blur I love.
She needs to be with him to be here then. That's the way it should be.
Well, look at that. Chuck Bass maturing.
Sad, but sure, I'm afraid.
Hey, Victor picked this up. Me and St. Jude's reminded me of all the lost weekends we used to have. So when I graduate to a lost summer,
I'm a dream.
Just spin the globe and pick a point. We can start there and make our way back here. Like old times. Bachelors, we don't have to answer to anybody.
You're a good friend.
One of us has to be.
But the greater transitions often come out of smaller moments. When we stop and look at who we are. Because each time we see how far we've come, we also see how far we still have to go.
Hey, can I borrow your sun hat?
Only if I can take your espadrilles.
I can't wait for Monaco. Strolling in the Jardin at Cantique. Get to meet Zibis at Villa Paloma. Eating the Restaurant Royale at Louis Cannes.
While I lay on the beach in Montecito off the radar learning to surf. Strolling through the farmer's market while Cece with a teacup of gin in hand harasses the help.
Oh, you're going to have a lot of fun. But are you sure you want to be all by yourself the whole summer? I know a palace with an empty room or 50.
Being alone is just what I need. No boys, no bars, just a bottle of sunblock and a dozen of the best bee trees. I need him to make a choice, and I choose me.
Well, who knows? Maybe the Grimaldi's yacht can moor for a couple days in Malibu and we can meet up.
Oh, I'd love that. Hey, have you picked a date yet?
We're thinking November.
Well, that doesn't give me nearly enough time to find a dress to outshine yours. And you know I'll be wearing white, of course.
What are you talking about? I already told Louise Seamstresses to make you a maid of honor dress in the brightest future they could find.
Oh.
Thank you.
So, with Lulu locked up all summer, you don't think you're going to get a little stir-crazy?
Not really. I'm producing Paris album in the city, so I have lots of company.
What about the house in Hamptons? I mean, is Cece going to be dead this year?
No, she's staying in Montecito for Serena.
You know, I'm actually ashamed to admit this, but I was kind of looking forward to spending some time out there.
Since when do you like the Hamptons?
I wouldn't mind leaving the city. It's been getting me down.
You sad about Charlie leaving? I knew you two were getting close.
It's not Charlie he's talking about.
Whoever or whatever it is, Hampton's house is empty and you have it all for yourself.
Would you want to come with? We could be each other's wingmen like Nate and Chuck. Maybe break up a couple or two.
Yeah, thank you. Get me out of here.
Who knows? With all the relaxing you do, maybe you can get a little writing done while you're there.
I don't know.
I think maybe my writing days are behind me.
You were right. I loved it. So did my team here. We think it's one of the best debut novels since Jonathan Safran Foer. Who is that who wrote it?
I promised my client I wouldn't say, but I'm sure once it's published, the author will come forward. He'll have to.
Where should we send the checks?
To me. I'll pass them along to the author.
Barcelona?
I'm moving there. Nothing's really keeping me here.
In order to fully transform, we might need to free ourselves of everything we've been holding on to send us on our new path. The right one.
Hi.
Hi, sorry.
Oh, do we know each other?
No. It's beautiful and damned. It's one of my favorite novels, and I can't believe you're reading it. Normally people only read novels around here because they're trying to turn them into movies. Which is exactly what you're doing.
I kind of lied to my boss about having already read it. I'm supposed to do a scene-by-scene comparison of books and script and meetings in an hour. Any chance you could help me?
Well, I don't know how I feel about helping someone cut corners. But if it's for the good of Fitzgerald, I suppose I don't have to meet my grandmother for another hour. See, how far did you get?
Not far enough. That's my boss. Hey, what are you doing here?
What are you doing?
David
Crystal.
Hi, I'm
David. Hi, I'm Serena. I'm such a huge fan of your work. Are you turning The Beautiful Damned into a movie?
Well, I'm trying to turn The Beautiful Damned into a movie. Do you have the notes for the meeting?
Almost.
Almost? We gotta go.
I understand. I've been working on them.
Yeah, right. You're talking to a beautiful girl, which I understand, but...
Beautiful things only grow to a certain height, and then they fail and fade off.
You read the book.
Yeah, of course I read.
You read the book. She read the book.
I relate to it more than I should have been.
I got an idea. We got the beautiful and the dam. So this is not your assignment now, if you want a job.
Oh, my God, I can get this done.
Well, she actually read the book, though. What do you think? You can prepare me for the meeting.
Yeah. Hi. How's the trip? Long, but nice. They're all in there. You can count. Thank you, Ivy. You played your part perfectly. Thanks for hiring me. I have to say, it was a pretty devious plan. Well, you met my family. You know where I get it from. At least now they won't come looking for my daughter. It's going to be all right going back to your real life after having been a part of that world. I think I'll be fine. Good luck.
But if at the end you find the person you've become is not the person you want to be, you can always turn around and try again. And maybe the next time, you won't be so alone when it's over. Too late to turn back now. XOXO, Gossip Girl.